Taking a flight from Minneapolis, St. Paul. Late at night on a red-eye haul. Checked into Delta on the self-service screen. Took off my belt at the x-ray machine. Tossing my liquid items over 3 ounces. You don't want that on you when TSA pounces. Gave myself plenty of time so as not to be late. Bought a $12 beer and hurried to wait. Besides the coffee kiosks and magazine stands, there's not much to do in a terminal with time on your hands. Sitting on my suitcase, playing on my phone. The departure monitor delayed my arrival home. I downloaded another ebook I won't end up reading. My Kindle habit giving my wallet yet another beating. Finally, the PA board zones 1 through 3. But I'm in basic economy like a cheap SOB. So I schlep my carry-on down through the aisle, bumping every elbow with an apologetic smile. Chaucing will up and seat position upright. I'm ready for this death trap to finally take flight. Seatbelt fastened and roller bags stowed. Ears a-popping as away we go. Stuck beside a baby with a colicky streak. Each bump and shake comes a new piercing shriek. I see the remorse in the mom's sheepish grief. And my noise-canceling earphones offer little relief. 3 downed airplane bottles of D. Kuiper. Can't quite distract from the tot's half-filled diaper. There's movies to watch on a seat back screen. But everything good I've already seen. Finally, the mom takes the baby to the potty as I order a Coke and a stale crumbly biscotti. Flipping through Sky Mall and the safety brochure. Turns out to be pretty cold comfort for sure. Did you know your seat cushion is a flotation device? If a loss of pressure occurs, a drop-down mask may suffice. You can sit in the exit row if you're willing and able, but not sure my constitution is sufficiently stable. Finally, the pilot comes over the speaker. We've made it through this turbulent squeaker. Preparing for arrival, the landing gear's down. Pretty soon enough, we'll be safe on the ground. We make our descent and touch down in Indy. It's 63 degrees and just a little bit windy. My legs are stiff and a bit thrombosed. The airport's quite dead, all the restaurants are closed. The moving walkway's off and they're sweeping all the floors. The metal grates all pulled down over the stores. I gather up all the luggage I brought and take the shuttle to the economy lot. I spend 45 minutes looking for my truck. Finding it in the dark out of sheer stupid luck. I shake off the disillusion and confusion as I drive on I-70, I come to a conclusion. It's good to travel, and it's good to roam, but it can't beat the feeling of coming back home.